this is Dave calling from Pittsfield. I'm listening to the roundtable while delivering my Meals on Wheels route. I'm dumbfounded to be listening to this discussion about food stamps and talking about $1.50 a meal and how hard that is. Now, of course, the people that receive SNAP benefits are struggling and need benefits, but can we at least have an honest discussion? The first word of the program is supplemental, and that's a pretty easy word to understand. No one expects these people to live on $1.50 a meal. It is not your full nutritional support service from the government. It is the supplemental nutritional assistance program. And these scams, to have a public official very publicly starve herself to death on only $1.50 a meal, are just that. They're a scam to divert the conversation from what we should really be talking about. How do we truly avert poverty in our neighborhoods? This stunt is unconscionable and extremely embarrassing, and not surprising it's on this station.
Hi, this is Paul in Woodstock. Liberals make common cause with the far right when they fail to mention the fact that no website problem is as bad as being refused coverage for an existing condition. A ruinous status quo has been cured thanks to the political genius of a man who is facing constant fire from multiple sources. As far as I'm concerned, Obama has a far better track record than anyone else in U.S. politics since he was elected. In foreign affairs, he's the first to allow the United Nations a real role. He inherited a booby-trapped world after the Bush 2 wrecking ball.
Hi, my name is John. I'm a longtime listener. Rosemary said probably the dumbest thing I've ever heard on WAMC since I've been listening, that if there were girls involved in the Miami Dolphins bullying case, they would have settled it. Girls can be awful bullies. I think we have plenty of experience with that in middle schools and schools all over the country, Facebook, et cetera. I'm not excusing that the thing that this guy did was abhorrent and awful, and men can be awful bullies, but to suggest that somehow that women or girls aren't bullies is just insanely dumb. Thank you.
This is Mary Lawyer from Ashfield, Massachusetts. I wanted to make a comment on Herb London's lament. I don't consider myself in any way affiliated or sympathetic with his ordinary political comments, but this time it transcended political issues. This was a real lament, and I'm sorry. I'm really sorry you feel so bad. I can relate to how that is.